Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your host, Terrence Epke, and I'd like to welcome everyone to Terrence Talks Travel Uber Adventures, the show that focuses on extraordinary travel adventures. In addition to talking about specific adventure trips, this show also features special topics that I think will be of interest to our audience, and I'm so excited to share with everyone this week's special topic is Disney. I think one of the biggest adventures you can do is family travel, especially a Disney vacation. It requires more planning than most adventure trips to do it right, I think. So today, I have the privilege of interviewing an expert on Disney, Julie Barbie, who is a Disney travel specialist. So she's going to tell us everything we need to know before we go. Welcome to the show, Julie.
Thank you.
Okay. So tell us, Julie, what is exactly a Disney travel specialist?
Well, I have been trained specifically by Disney as well as through my company, which is cruisingco.com, and we have a special branch of our agency called Mouthier Vacations. And so I know the Disney products extremely well. I know how to go in and help you with every aspect of your vacation. It just means that I specialize, that I keep up with the newest trends and the new things going on and the specials and everything we need to do to make your vacation magical.
Okay, so when you talk about Disney vacations, you're talking about anything and everything Disney, which would be Disney cruises, Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Adventures, and the Disney Hawaii Resort. Is that correct?
That's correct. That is correct.
Through you.
Okay. Absolutely.
So do you sell packages or you customize the trips or you just do whatever the individual
Whatever someone needs, I can do, specialize in putting the packages together. And, of course, we build each package based on the needs and wants of the client. So I can go in and we start with your hotel and book your tickets and your dining reservations and your fast passes and put that all together. In terms of a land vacation, with your cruises, we go in and look at, your dates and your destinations and where you want to what kind of room that you're interested in, what kind of stateroom. And then, of course, with your Alani, very similar to that with Hawaii, looking at the different options you have with your rooms and your package. And then with Adventures by Disney, the destination, that sort of thing that you're looking into, whether you want a family trip or an adult-only trip. So really tailored to the needs of each client with packages and or just with tickets. If you're looking at Disneyland or Disney World and, you're in a situation where you don't need to stay on the property, maybe you've got family members you're staying with or a timeshare, that I can still help you with tickets both to Disney and anywhere in the surrounding area for those properties.
Okay, now is there a fee for your services or is that covered by your...
That's actually covered by Disney, so there's no additional fee to the client. What I'm going to do is go in and get you the best deal that I can find you, and then you're not going to pay any extra for that. Disney pays my commission, and so there's no extra charge to me. So actually, usually I end up saving people money because instead of them having to keep up with the specials, I go in. I'm constantly checking to be sure that they're on the best package for the best price. And they're not going to get that if they do their own Disney phone calls and go, by the way, your vacation just got cheaper, because they're not, seeking them out the way I am. So I'm going to be calling them and saying, guess what, your vacation just got less expensive. We're going to get you some money back here. So typically I can do that. I also know how to build the packages. So, there's certain ways to do it to take advantage of specials that people might not know about, or it's just not apparent that that's the way to do it to make it more affordable.
Well, yeah, that's an interesting thing here because Disney is just, it's very complicated and it can be quite expensive if you don't know what you're doing. I was looking this up before our interview here, and Disney World alone is 40 square miles. There's 4 theme parks, 2 water parks, and about 2 dozen hotels. And I was reading Jason Cochran, who's with Travel and Leisure magazine, said trip planning, trips can require planning to Disney akin to military invasions.
Well, I'll tell
funny
you, Terrence.
because
Yeah, it's true.
the
There are
only
actually
public
over,
college here.
yeah, there's actually over 50,000 possible combinations when you start looking at your hotels, your the kind of tickets you want, which parks you're going to visit, whether you're going to the water parks, all the different restaurants, all the different rides, now that you can make your ride reservations in advance, and that is something new that Disney has started, that if you stay on the property up to 60 days in advance, you can go ahead and book that you're going to be riding Space Mountain at 10 a.m. on, Tuesday or whatever. So it just gets very, very complicated if you don't know what you're doing to make sure you don't miss anything. So that's what I'm there for. I'm going to make sure that we don't miss anything and that you have everything down and you're able to do and have the experiences you want to have and not get into Disney and look kind of looking all around and going, where have we landed and what exactly are we doing here? Which you will see if you visit the parks, people that are not planned, it's obvious they haven't gotten as much out of their vacation because they simply just did not know what the plan of attack, so to speak, this, since you put it in military terms, is going to be.
And it's important though because you know where all the rides are located, so you're not going to book a ride here in Fantasyland and then something over here an hour later across the park over in Frontierland or something. So, I mean, you know what's feasible to do, and then you know, I guess, how to work it around any kind of special character meals or whatever other events might be going on. So, I mean, I can see what would be
Exactly.
very valuable to have someone like that, you know. Yeah, because I'll tell you, I have a friend. That's how I learned about you. She's a working mom of two kids there, and she just didn't have the time to research. So she told me she turned it all over to you, and that's when she just told me how wonderful everything went so smoothly. She said, you know, she didn't have to worry about anything. She just told you what she wanted. And also, I didn't know this, but she said they weren't staying on Disney property. So there are things, well, some things are different when you're not staying on Disney property as far as booking reservations and things like that and all. So you took care of all that for her. What else is different besides the reservation schedule? The meals, is that only for Disney meal plans? Is that for Disney
The
Begets
meal
Healthy?
plan, right. The meal plans, you have to be staying on property to actually be able to take advantage of a meal plan, which is a huge, it just makes a lot of difference both in how you plan and then how you end up paying for your meals. People that don't get to take advantage of that do definitely see a difference and do come back and say, man, I wish I would have either purchased it or stayed on the property so I could purchase it. So, yeah, that makes a huge difference. But it does, if you don't stay on the property, change how we go about doing that in terms of when we do it and how we take care of that. And then the other big difference is with your rides. You heard me mention a while ago that if you're staying on the property, you can make your ride reservations up to 60 days in advance. If you're just what they call a day guest, so you're coming in because you have to stay with family members or a timeshare, that sort of thing, it's only a 30-day ahead of time schedule there. So then you have to kind of be prepared that some things have been, have already gone to the people that were able to get in 60 days. We have to have a di kind of different plan of action there as well. So yeah, it's just all custom tailored to your needs and wants and how to get the best for your situation because that's what we want. We want you to have the best possible vacation, regardless of what your situation is. We're going to maximize that.
And you get to stay like an hour later if you're staying on Disney property. You can stay in the park an hour later. Is that right? I remember that from when we
It's
went some
called
time ago.
it's called Extra Magic Hour. So if you're actually staying on the park, it's not necessarily an hour every day. What they do is each day they designate at least one park, sometimes more than one, as an extra magic hours park. So if that park opens early in the morning, you can get in an hour earlier. So let's say it's a extra morning hour for Animal Kingdom, and they typically open at 9. Resort guests only can get in at 8 and start their day an hour earlier. Then the other option could be if it's a PM extra magic hour park. And typically that now is 2 hours. So if the Magic Kingdom was closing at 10, the general public would leave at 10, and then the resort guests could stay until midnight and enjoy 2 extra hours of park rides without the crowds that they would experience during the day.
So do you think it's better to stay on Disney property? Because, you know, it used to be you didn't have very many choices, so it was just too expensive for a lot of people to have that option. But now they have some value hotels, so are you recommending that or?
Absolutely. It totally changes your vacation. I have never had someone come back and say, I wish I didn't stay on property. But I have had tons of people come back and say, you know, I watched those people that were staying on property, or, you know, we had some friends that stayed on property, or, man, this was such a hassle. I wish we'd have been on property. It just makes your vacation so much more relaxing. And you don't realize until you get there the kinds of things that staying on property does for you. But it does make it so much easier with the bus, monorail, and boat system to not have to pay to park. Disney transportation is the only transportation that can take you right to the front door of the Magic Kingdom. If you come in on your own or go with another, you know, even if you have shuttle from, say, another hotel in the area, they're not going to go to the front door. You're still going to have to either take the monorail or the boat or something to get across the lagoon. So to be able to get the front door service, the covered service, and trust me, when it's raining, that makes a huge difference as well. The covered wait, you know, the wait lines waiting for the bus, they're covered for Disney property guests, to have the extra magic hours, to have the meal plan, to be able to do your fast passes 60 days in advance. It just makes a huge difference to stay on the property. And yes, now they do have three levels of resort properties, so you can stay at a value, a moderate, or deluxe. And honestly, those value properties are priced right there with the other economy type hotels within the area, sometimes even better, depending on the special that we can work with that. And then to know that you're going to save the $17 a day for parking and just all the hassle of trying to maneuver around other transportation, it just makes a huge difference to be on the property.
Yeah, last time we went, I know there was some people in the family that wanted to go back and during the day. And you can do that when you're staying on Disney property, but if you're staying on a peripheral property, it's very hard to leave the park.
It is very hard.
It's
extremely hard. And you almost have to do it as a group. So either the whole family goes or the whole family stays. Whereas, you know, with that bus service, one or two people could go back, rest, especially if you've got grandparents or small children. Mom can take the baby back for a little while. Or maybe you've got, you know, somebody with some special needs, any of that stuff. It just makes it so much easier to be able to hop on the Disney transportation, go straight back to your resort. You're not having to drive. You're not having to worry about traffic or directions or going through the terminal, you know, any of that stuff. It's just a straight shot back to your hotel, go to your room, do what you need to do, come back when you're ready. It just makes a huge difference.
Okay, Julie, why don't you share, will you share with us an insider secret or two, some kind of thing that most people don't know, that's something that you should do or a way to save money, some kind of little tip or trick for our listeners?
Well, definitely taking advantage of the specials. There are certain times throughout the year that Disney has offered free dining, and that probably makes the biggest difference in your vacation. When you can have all your meals paid for the same price of just staying and getting your tickets, man, that makes a huge difference. So I have a lot of clients who like to travel during that time when that free dining is offered, which is typically in the fall. So I just had a huge amount go last month, and in September and October have been really big months for traveling, just because that does make such a difference in the value of what you're getting there. So that would probably be my biggest tip, is just to really pay attention to when you're able to go, and especially if you can go during the off season, because that's when it's going to be less crowded, the weather's going to be better, and that's when Disney is trying to get the business, because it is considered off season, so they're going to offer the best specials during those times.
Now, these specials, do they include the day passes? Because, you know, it's almost $100 for one adult for one day pass. Do they have something included when they run those where they're...
Yeah, that's if you just buy a one-day ticket, which probably if you're going to come stay on the property, you're not going to do that. You're probably going to buy a multi-day ticket. And as you buy more days, the price goes down. And so another just great tip and thing to kind of keep in mind is after you reach 4 days, so there's four parks, so you definitely want to do 4 days and have at least a day in each park. But let's say you wanted to go back to the Magic Kingdom or back to Hollywood Studios or, you know, whichever property was your favorite or you just couldn't get through it all. There's just so much to do in the Magic Kingdom. Once you reach that fourth day mark, an additional day is only $10 per person. So if you've got a family of four, the difference in going 4 days and going 5 days is $40. Huge sale, the savings there. And you know, to have a whole nother day in the Magic Kingdom, even if, or in any park, you know, even if you don't go for the whole day, if you only go for half a day or go back and do your favorite things, there's very little you can do for $10 a day these days. So that's really where your
right.
savings comes in there. And that's a great tip to go ahead and plan and stay longer and get a fifth or sixth day in for that $10, because that's just a remarkable deal there.
And you can go, we're not talking about just Disney, Magic Kingdom. Like you said, there's all the other different theme parks, the Universal Studios.
Well, now,
It's
Hollywood Studios. Yeah, people get that confused really easily. Universal was a whole other park, and I do help people with that too. So if you want to take a day and go off the Disney property and go to SeaWorld or Universal Orlando or some of those places, I can help you with that as well, and as far as all that planning is concerned. But the four Disney parks, when you buy a Disney ticket, the four parks that you can get into with that ticket are the Magic Kingdom, which is what everybody's familiar with and thinks of as Disney. That's where the castle is. And then Epcot, which is most people associate the that with the countries, because you have that World Showcase where you can go around and visit the different countries. And then the third park is the Hollywood Studios, which is their filming studios there in Orlando. And then the fourth park is the Animal Kingdom, where you can go on the safari and go to It's a Bug's Life and dinosaurs. There's all kinds of fun things to do there.
Okay. All right, well, you've given us some great information about Disney World, Disneyland here, but what about Disney cruises? Do you recommend those to family, and is there like a minimum age of kids, you know, the kids should be to participate, or?
Now, I'm telling you, when I think about the most relaxing, extraordinary vacation you can take, I think about going on a Disney cruise. We just got back ourselves from one in September, and that is, it's a whole different vacation. It's very relaxing. It's very pampering. It's very slow speed. It's a do what you want, kind of when you want, no schedules, no, you know, get up and have to be somewhere at a certain time. It is one of the best vacations you can imagine, and absolutely any age will love a Disney vacation. I think it's really funny. One of the things they have on the boat, they have different activities throughout the day, and one of my favorites to go just watch is the Jack-Jack race. And, of course, Jack-Jack is the little kid from the baby from The Incredibles, and they put out this big mat, and it has rows, lanes on it, and they put the parents at the other end trying to get the children to crawl to their parent, and they give them, like, Disney stuffed animals, and, you know, the parents are down there making all these noises and whatever, just trying to get their kid to crawl to them, and, I mean, as little as, you know, 6 months, trying to get them to get to them, and then, of course, the first baby that crawls to their parent first wins a little Disney prize, so that's exciting. So they do all kinds of activities centered around every age, and they do have it's a small world, nurseries on board, so there is a little extra service fee for that, but you can have your children looked after in the nursery pretty much any time from, say, 6 a.m. to midnight-ish, sometimes even after, depending on what's going on the boat. And then for children at least 3 years old through preteen, they have children's clubs. And so, again, there's no extra cost for that. And my children have always enjoyed that. They have computers and art classes and lab experiments and story time with Goofy and all kinds of fun things there. And then the teens have their own clubs and hangouts with all the iPod chargers and games and Wiis and Xboxes and all that stuff they can do. And
so
then
it's
of course
a family vacation, but everybody can
kind of
you know,
do their own thing and come and go, right?
And they know the kids are safe, and
they are safe and they're fun. It's exciting. The first time we went, we did not plan to leave our children in the club as long as we did, and they were begging us to stay. And so we kind of had our own little vacation, and then you kind of get back together for dinner and the nighttime show. And then, so that's a lot of fun. And another thing we noticed when we went this last time, we were actually with a wedding party, so it was more adult time with this cruise. So some of the adults who didn't have children were kind of skeptical about going on a Disney cruise. But what they discovered was, you know, when you do go to those adult time club or adult clubs at night, the comedy shows and the different bars, because they have a whole end of the boat, just a nightlife kind of different themed clubs, is it's not so crowded like it is on other cruises, because you don't have the mass number of adults that you would have on another cruise that is typically geared more towards adults. So you can actually move around in the clubs and talk to people and, you know, not have to look over people trying to see this stage show or whatever, that it's a very relaxing environment.
Well, where do you go? What's your route? What's your stops? They have a private island or something? Am I thinking right?
They do, and that is the most heavenly place on earth. That is Castaway Key. I'm sorry. It's Disney's private island in the Bahamas. The water is see-through blue, and the sand is white, and the fish swim up to you, and there's palm trees, and they even have a kids club on the island, so the kids can go play there if they want to with games and activities. They have a band, they have restaurants, they do have an adult only section of the island, so if adults want to be able to go and do like couples open air massages, they have bike trails, they have that beach that's only open to adults with a sandbar. It's really, really nice over there. So that is always one of the itinerary or one of the stops on the boat. And then other than that, it just depends on what you're interested in, what Disney's offering. They change their ports of call very often. So it gets really exciting when they announce where they're going in the next couple of years. So they've done everything from Alaska to your basic Eastern, Western Caribbean are pretty much always open available itineraries, as well as the Bahamas. They've done just a variety of locations. So you really can go anywhere you want to. You can travel the world with Disney.
I know. Well, that, speaking of which, before we run out of time, I've got to address Disney Adventures. I'm very excited because, I'm into adventure travel here, and even Disney has gotten into that. And I think these are fairly new, the curriculum they offer. And you had told me something before we started the interview that I didn't realize, that some of these Disney Adventures, I thought they were all family-oriented, but some of them are for adults only, you were saying. And tell me if I'm right about this. I think they have like 28 different ones across 6 continents right now. And
exactly.
They have everything from national parks to the Galapagos Islands or whatever. So I didn't know if you could speak on that a little bit, because I know they're kind of pricey, but they offer so much, special amenities and features and things like backstage access and Disney musicals and all kinds of stuff like that, that I just thought maybe you could tell people a little bit about those, that they could, come talk to you about them or look them up.
Exactly, yeah. And just like with the cruises, they do change their itineraries from year to year, so they can, again, take you all over the world. The big thing with the Adventures by Disney is it's not necessarily Disney overload. It's not the characters. It's not, the theme parks and that kind of thing. It's just the Disney service. It's the Disney difference. It's being able to travel the world on the Disney difference. So, Disney's gone ahead of you. They've made sure that the hotels are nice and clean and in safe areas, and that you have, restaurants that are things that you will enjoy, but they've also gone in and found some experiences that you wouldn't be able to just go do on your own, or not even necessarily with other tour groups. So, like in Italy, they would set up where you could go and take a cooking class with the pastry chef, or they set up with the locals for you to be able to go in and do storytelling and like you said, backstage access, just things that you would not be able to do on your own if you just showed up in these locations. They do have tour guides that are well-versed in every aspect of the trip that go along with you and help you. And then, like you said, like I just remember one of the things that they offered at the Germany trip was visiting a castle, and one of the Disney princesses would come out at the castle. So you would still have that kind of in their homeland, but then you would also have these experiences, like I said, to just travel the world and see things that you might not otherwise see and experiences you might not otherwise have. And, yes, they do cover everything. So it's your flights, it's your hotels, it's your dining. They put it all together for you, and you just go and relax and have a great time and experience all there is to experience in that location.
What I liked about looking at it is the biggest thing with family travel is kind of trying to get everybody together, dragging kids, dragging luggage. Everybody's tired. They start to get cranky. There's problems, people can't agree on food and everything. But with Disney, they have all your transfers included. There's somebody that's greeting you at the airport. They've got luggage service and concierge service. And they're just trying to do everything to make it as smooth and pleasant experience as possible when you're dragging your kids and people
exactly.
around the world,
Exactly. And no matter where you – I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, I wanted to make sure people knew, too, we have a lot of them in the U.S. They don't have to go overseas.
Right, there are. Some of my favorite ones that I've looked into are visiting, like, New York and doing kind of a constitutional tour up in Philadelphia and that area of the country, and they have one out west now. So, yeah, lots of U.S. destinations. Well, and the newest one they're doing now is in Nashville. It's a country music tour through Nashville. So that's really, really exciting for the client that's interested in that sort of vacation. But yes, no matter where you're traveling with Disney, whether it's to a park, whether it's on a cruise, whether it's with Adventures by Disney, Disney wants to exceed your expectations. They want your vacation experience to be magical, and they want it to be something you're never going to forget. And so, yes, they're going to put together all those things and to make it as best they can. So, like you were saying, with the transfers and the greeters and the luggage, yeah, Disney wants it to be an enjoyable, memorable experience. So they're going to do what they can to make that happen. And so they're going to bring that service to you with these Adventures by Disney all over the world.
Well, Julie, I tell you, we're almost out of time. We're going to have you back on the show. There's just too much. What I got out of this show is that they need, whoever's thinking about going to Disney, whether it's the new Hawaii resort, which we didn't have much time to talk about, the Alani,
right.
or Disney Cruise or Disneyland or Disney World or Disney Adventures, whatever it is, if it's Disney, my recommendation is to get a Disney travel specialist like you involved early on and to
exactly.
Turn it over to you. So tell the listeners here how they could get in touch with you if they're interested in talking to you some more about a Disney vacation.
Sure, and I do work with clients all over the country. I'm a home-based agent, and so we can do stuff over the phone, over the internet, travel, whatever it takes. But, yeah, I work with people all over the country. So my email address is Julie B, J-U-L-I-E-B as in boy, at cruisingco.com, which is C-R-U-I-S-I-N-G-C-O.com. You can also reach me at my office number, which is 336-213-2058. I have a toll-free number, which is 888-868-4752. And I'm also on Facebook, Julie Barbie Vacation Travel Consultant.
Okay. Anybody that's listening that doesn't have a pen handy, it might be going down the road, listening to this on iTunes or whatever, not to worry. I would be putting all this information up on the site so that you can get it again later if you didn't catch all that then. So be sure and check all that out on my site, which is www.terrencetalkstravel.com, which is TerranceTalksTravel.com, TerranceTalksTravel.com, and I also have all kinds of free travel reports and some Disney tips on my site as well. But we thank you for tuning in today, and I thank Julie so much for coming and sharing all this great information, and I hope to have her back sometime in the future where she can share some more great information with us. But until then, I will be back soon with another episode of Terrence Talks Travel Uber Adventures. See you then.